Get over it. Wake up and rise. This is no time for despair, the prophet tells us in the fourth Haftarah of comfort from Isaiah 51 and 52 for Shabbat Shoftim. Welcome to the Voice of the Prophet, the weekly Haftarah brought to life, featuring actor Ronald Gutman. I'm your host, Rabbi Jan Urbeck, director of the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS.
I am God who comforts you. What ails you that you fear man who must die, mortals who fare like grass? You have forgotten Adonai your Maker, who stretched out the skies and made firm the earth. And you live all day in constant dread because of the rage of an oppressor who is aiming to cut you down. Yet of what account is the rage of the oppressor? Quickly the crouching one is freed. He's not cut down and slain, and he shall not want for food. For I, Adonai your God, who stirs up the sea into roaring waves, whose name is Adonai Tzevaot, have put my words in your mouth and sheltered you with my hand. I, who planted the skies and made firm the earth, have said to Zion, you are my people. Rouse yourself. Arise, O Jerusalem, you who from Adonai's hand have drunk the cup of divine wrath, you who have drained to the dregs the bowl, the cup of reeling. She has none to guide her of all the sons she bore. None takes her by the hand of all the sons she reared. These two things have befallen you, rack and ruin. Who can console you? Famine and sword. How shall I comfort you? Your sons lie in a swoon at the corner of every street, like an antelope caught in a net, drunk with the wrath of Adonai, with the rebuke of your God. Therefore, listen to this, unhappy one, who are drunk but not with wine. Thus said Adonai your Lord, your God who champions God's people. Herewith I take from your hand the cup of reeling, the bowl, the cup of my wrath. You shall never drink it again. I will put it in the hands of your tormentors who have commanded you. Get down that we may walk over you, so that you made your back like the ground, like a street for passerby. Awake, awake, O Zion! Clothe yourself in splendor, put on your robes of majesty, Jerusalem, holy city. For the uncircumcised and the impure shall never enter you again. Arise, shake off the dust, sit on your throne, Jerusalem. Loose the bonds from your neck, O captive one, fair Zion. For thus said Adonai, you were sold for no price, and shall be redeemed without money. For thus said Adonai Elohim of old, my people went down to Egypt to sojourn there, but Assyria has robbed them, giving nothing in return. What therefore do I gain here? Declares Adonai. For my people has been carried off for nothing. Their mockers howl, declares Adonai, and constantly, unceasingly, my name is reviled. Assuredly, my people shall learn my name. Assuredly, they shall learn on that day that I, the one who promised, am now at hand. How welcome on the mountain are the footsteps of the herald, announcing happiness, heralding good fortune, announcing victory, telling Zion, your God is king. Hark! Your watchmen raise their voices as one. They shout for joy. For every eye shall behold Adonai's return to Zion. Raise a shout together, O ruins of Jerusalem. For Adonai will comfort God's people, will redeem Jerusalem. Adonai will bear God's holy arm in the sight of all the nations. At the very ends of earth shall see the victory of our God. Turn away, touch not impure as you depart from there. Keep pure as you go forth from there, you who bear the vessels of Adonai. For you will not depart in haste, nor will you leave in flight. For Adonai is marching before you. Elohei Israel, the God of Israel, is your rear guard.
You've been listening to The Voice of the Prophet from the Block Coker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. You'll find questions for further reflection and discussion in the episode notes. If you find these podcasts meaningful, please share them with your friends and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can email me your questions or comments at onlinelearning@jtsa.edu.